Statistics from national organizations that gather and share information on sex trafficking show it isn't a problem in Alaska, but local experts don't believe that's accurate. The Salvation Army is hosting events in Anchorage this weekend to raise awareness of the problem. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Lauren Rice is Director of Public Affairs and Advocacy for Covenant House in Anchorage, which provides housing and other services to homeless youth aged 13 to 21. She says sex trafficking is occurring in Anchorage, although it is underreported and hard to see.
Young girls are still being put out on the streets and being forced to do things they don't want to do and being held in abusive, horrible situations. But because it's all done through the internet, they've really become silent victims in our community.
Stephanie Freeman, social justice program assistant for the Salvation Army, agrees the young are especially at risk.
Because of the domestic violence and child abuse that happens, you get a lot of runaways. The Anchorage Police Department said in 2007 that one out of three kids on the street in Anchorage will be forced into prostitution.
Freeman says Alaska Native women are another vulnerable population.
Because they're more appealing to sex traffickers because they'll sell them as being from different ethnicities, so they appeal to more people, and this is a business for them. That's why they do it, is because they're making more money. That's why they sell people.
Rice says sex traffickers isolate victims from their relatives and from their friends, and she says runaway children often don't have family to turn to. She says traffickers use abuse and fear to control their victims' behavior, including their meetings with others. She says the public can help by supporting organizations such as Abused Women's Aid in Crisis, or AWAKE, Covenant House, and the Salvation Army McKenna House, and by teaching children about sex trafficking predators.
Be aware. If you have young people in your life, then it's important to be aware that these things are happening. It's important that young people are equipped with confidence and knowledge and information, that when someone approaches them and offers elaborate gifts and wants to take care of them, most likely that is not a good situation. It is too good to be true. And just continue to educate young people and continue to empower the organizations that are working on this.
Last session, legislators unanimously adopted a bill introduced by Governor Sean Parnell making sex trafficking a felony and changing court procedures to expedite justice and make the process easier on victims. The new law also created a sex trafficking task force, which will hold its first meeting October 12th in Anchorage. This weekend, the Salvation Army is holding workshops and a walk to Town Square in Anchorage to raise awareness. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.